chapter 29. So Yaakov went on his journey and came to the land of the people of the east. And he looked and saw a well in the field, and behold, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. But out of that well they watered the flocks, and a large stone was on the well's mouth. Now all the flocks would be gathered there, and they would roll the stone from the well's mouth, water the sheep, and put the stone back in its place on the well's mouth. And Yaakov said to them, My brethren, where are you from? And they said, We are from Haran. Then he said to them, Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. So he said to them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. And look, his daughter Rachel is coming with the sheep. Then he said, Look, it is still high day. It is not time for the cattle to be gathered together. Water the sheep and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot until all the flocks are gathered together. And they have rolled the stone from the well's mouth. Then we water the sheep. Now while he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. And it came to pass, when Yaakov saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, then Yaakov went near, and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Then Yaakov kissed Rachel, and lifted up his voice and wept. And Yaakov told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rivka's son. So she ran and told her father. Then it came to pass, when Laban heard the report about Yaakov, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his bayith. So he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, Surely you are my substance and my flesh. And he stayed with him for a month. Then Laban said to Yaakov, Because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what should your wages be? Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful of form and appearance. Now Yaakov loved Rachel, so he said, I will serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. And Laban said, It is better that I give her to you, than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me. So Yaakov served 7 years for Rachel, and in his sight they seemed but a few days, because of the love he had for her. Then Yaakov said to Laban, Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go into her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place, and held a banquet. Now it came to pass in the evening, that he took Leah his daughter, and brought her to Yaakov, and he went in to her. And Laban gave his maid Zilpha to his daughter Leah as a maid. So it came to pass in the morning, that behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, What is this you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served you? Why then have you deceived me? And Laban said, It must not be done so in our country, to give the younger before the Bechor. Fulfill her week, and we will give you this one also for the service which you will serve with me still another 7 years. Then Yaakov did so and fulfilled her week. So he gave him his daughter Rachel as wife also. And Laban gave his maid Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as a maid. Then Yaakov also went into Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah, and he served with Laban still another 7 years. When Yahweh saw that Leah was loved less, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. So Leah conceived and bore a son. And she called his name Reuben, for she said, Yahweh has surely looked on my affliction, now therefore my husband will love me. Then she conceived again and bore a son, and said, Because Yahweh has heard that I am loved less, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Shimon. She conceived again and bore a son, and said, Now this time my husband will become attached to me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore his name was called Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son, and said, Now I will speak forth the name of Yahweh. Therefore she called his name Yehudah. Then she stopped bearing. Please take note that when Jacob goes to the people of the east, this mention is made because the people of the east, originally the ancestors of Abraham, came out of India, what today became known as India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. Notice the customs of the east, which are prevalent even today. First custom was that it was a cousin marriage. Second custom that we notice here, that the custom is to marry the older daughter first. That custom still takes precedence in Pakistan, India, and even Bangladesh. And as you notice, that all these patterns that are followed from the people of the East are still very much prevalent today in our society. Nothing has changed. And note.